national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hour number three here. Certainly hope that you are having a wonderful 4th of July holiday, that you've been enjoying the extended weekend, whatever it is that you are doing today. Weather looks great for the activities coming up tonight. Gracie, I'm going to ask you one more time to refresh my memory on what is coming up at 7:30. I know the fireworks start at 9:00. And our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, is simulcasting those. But we have something coming up at 7:30 before that.
Yeah, so Community Maritime Park, that's the Pensacola's Symphonies, doing Sparks and Stars. So we're going to be carrying it on the radio, so you can listen to it whether you're at home. If you want to go, it is a free concert. It starts at 7:30 at Community Maritime Park. And then you get a great view of the fireworks from right after the show.
And like I said, the weather should be really nice, and especially out there by the water. Had some rain move through, cooled things off just a little bit here, so not going to be too bad. Right now, I think it's 87 degrees, so all in all, it's going to be a nice night here for fireworks. My wife is out picking up hot dogs for me. Some buns and ketchup, onion, and mustard. And yes, I said ketchup, because I'm having ketchup on my hot dogs, and I don't care who I tick off, including the Hot Dog and Sausage Society of America or whatever, that says I'm not supposed to. But
I do want to say something. I had a hot dog for lunch today.
Yeah.
And
how was it dipped in ketchup?
The thing is, I didn't have ketchup on it. I was like, let me just try
it
without it. And I had someone making it for me, which is awesome. But I was just like, yeah, just make it however you want. Like, I'm not picky. And they didn't put ketchup on it.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm not going to cause a scene. So. Uh-huh.
So what was on it?
It was grilled onions, mm-hmm. some pickles, and mustard.
Where was this at?
This was at my boyfriend's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't a restaurant or anything.
I gotcha.
I just had someone else make it for me. So I guess I'm that person at the barbecue that doesn't get up to get a to get a meal.
That's
I didn't
right.
realize that until I guess that is me, though.
You said it was mustard,
grilled onions, and pickles.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, though.
Almost Chicago dog style. Left off the relish as well as the pickle spear. Okay. All right. So, yeah, maybe it's more commonplace than I think it is with no ketchup, but I will definitely be having ketchup on my hot dogs tonight.
Do it.
Quickly here, top three stories before we get to traffic and weather. The spokesperson for the Russian government says there are contacts in progress over a possible prisoner swap with the U.S. According to CBS News, the U.S. is seeking the release of both journalist Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, who the U.S. considers both wrongfully detained. Both men have denied espionage charges filed against them. Customs and Border Protection officer charged with accepting bribes to allow drug-laden vehicles smuggling meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin from the Mexico to the U.S. Leonard Darnell George is accused of taking items of value in return for letting those vehicles carrying drugs into the country. And at least 9 Palestinians died after Israeli forces attacked an alleged terrorist base in the West Bank. Israel says the attack focused on areas that groups like Hamas have been stockpiling weapons in, and that fighters there have launched more than 50 attacks on Israelis this year. Those are your top three stories. Gracie has traffic and weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. And Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace also looking good. We do have Bayfront Parkway closed off. That is due to the fireworks show going on later tonight and just the big fire, the big 4th of July celebration in downtown Pensacola. So that is going to be closed off for the rest of the evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic. And for weather, we are going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Your fireworks forecast looks good. It will be warm and humid. Of course, there's still a little chance a shower or a storm will pop up, but I am optimistic after the sun goes down. It'll be in the 80s, well into the 80s, and of course, with the humidity, it will feel warmer. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some clouds, but we're looking good right now. Partly cloudy skies, 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Some local headlines here before we get to our first break of the hour. In Baldwin County, the sheriff's office says a 49-year-old man fatally shot his brother last night. That was called in at around 9:40 at a home on Fort Morgan Road. James Estabrook was booked into the Baldwin County Jail at around 2 this morning. Investigators say they found the body of Jason Estabrook in the front yard after he had been shot 3 times. Also in Alabama today, beach safety leaders not taking chances, making sure 4th of July crowds stay safe out in the Gulf.
So we have 5 UTVs along with 3 trucks. And then we also have the ALEA helicopter that is staffed with a lifeguard from Gulf Shores, lifeguard from Orange Beach.
That's Joe Ethan Phillips, safety chief in Gulf Shores. He says the 2 lifeguards stationed in the helicopter were to help in case anyone further out was in distress. A 54-year-old man wanted in Santa Rosa County, allegedly for taking part in illegal contractor work. That's Andrew Gormley, wanted on a couple of charges, including larceny, between $10,000 and $50,000. From a person 65 years old or older. No additional details released there. One thing that Sheriff Chip Simmons talked about on the Pensacola Morning News today, talking about the temptation it is for some folks, apparently, who think it's the 1860s, to shoot guns up in the air.
Yeah, you can do that, whether it's 4th of July or whether it's the 5th or 6th of July. You can do that on your property. We just ask that you, again, you have some civil liability potentially. Mm-hmm. We get calls a lot, specifically on the north end, where there's shots being fired in the backyard. We go there and say, shoot it into the ground. Make sure that you're not shooting into someone else's property. It can't cross a roadway. There's some rules there. And if you shoot the bullet up in the air, it's not going to land on your property. I guarantee it. So I would not recommend that an individual shoot a gun in the air.
So I guess if you are celebrating the 4th of July with a firearm, just shoot it right at your dirt and enjoy it that way. I mean, I've seen old Westerns where on the 4th of July, I know Shane, one of my favorite Westerns, where, they're shooting the gun up in the air to celebrate. But that's apparently frowned upon because there's no way that the bullet's going to remain on your property. It's going to go somewhere else. So let's not shoot off guns in the air tonight.
But if you wanted to, you could.
Well, I think he was a little confusing about that because in the beginning he said, you can do that on the 4th, 5th, 6th. But then at the end he says, hey, as long as the bullet's on your property.
But it's not going.
But it's not going to stay on your property.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm just going to err on the side of caution there and say, let's not shoot guns in the air. Let's, if you want to shoot off the gun, just shoot at the ground, I guess, which to me is just a waste of ammunition.
Oh,
so
goodness.
6:21, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines, a July 4th edition of Pensacola Right Now. By the way, I would like to request, if we can once more, the Ray Charles edition of America the Beautiful. Yes. Awesome. Thank you very much. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 p.m. and are presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The best spots to watch will be from Bayfront Parkway, Plaza de Luna, or Community Maritime Park for the Symphony. Don't miss the Pensacola Symphony and their free Sparks and Stars performance starting at 7 p.m. presented by Peter Mouget. Bring your radio. The fireworks will be synchronized to the music on Cat Country 98.7. Thanks to Peyton Heating and Air. The countdown gets started at 9, live on Cat Country 98.7.
Duty, honor. You chose to put on the uniform, to go when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve our way of life. At Peden, we're proud to serve all those who serve our country, to be there when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve your way of life. It's a badge of honor to be helping our military, our veterans, and their families. You gave an oath to protect our homeland. It's our mission to protect your home.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self?
July from News Radio 92.3. Hope you are enjoying your holiday weekend and just celebrating all throughout today with friends, family, and thanks for joining in on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more headlines and some 4th of July news. Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. Weather for this evening for our 4th of July shows all throughout town, we are looking pretty good. We have a slight chance of rain, but just some pop-up showers, nothing too bad right now. A low of 78 for this evening. It's 89 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. National headlines here. Do a quick rundown in the time that we have left here. Police in Philadelphia say 5 people were killed in a mass shooting last night. The suspected gunman is in custody. He was described as a man with an AR-style rifle outfitted with a handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner as well. Meanwhile, in Fort Worth, Texas, 3 people dead, 8 others hurt after a shooting that happened just as a community event wrapped up last night. Police Captain Sean Murray.
Lots of people just trying to flee the area from the multiple gunshots, so it was difficult for them to navigate quickly into the area.
And they say no suspects are in custody right now. 4th of July travelers still dealing with issues at airports today. FlightAware says there's been more than 2,000 flights delayed and more than 300 canceled across the country as well. 3 Black and Latino groups say Harvard's consideration of legacies and donors in the admissions process violates the Civil Rights Act. A complaint filed yesterday with the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights argues that giving preference to legacies and donors admits predominantly white students while excluding non-white applicants. Thousands celebrating Independence Day as brand new Americans.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
The U.S. Citizenship and Naturalization Service says 5,500 people taking the oath this week. 50 U.S. military members who you just heard earning their citizenship on the USS Midway in San Diego. 11 people injured following another shooting in Wichita, Kansas. This happened over the weekend. Police Chief Joe Sullivan says he's suspending the entertainment license for the club. It says City Nights was given a security and safety plan back in May after a deadly drive-by shooting then. One person dead, 4 others hurt in a fireworks explosion in East Texas. That happened early this morning as the fireworks were being prepped for today's events. And finally, the U.S. didn't even make the top 100 on a new list of the world's most peaceful countries. Iceland retained its number one spot on the 2023 Global Peace Index. Denmark and Ireland round out the top 3. The U.S., 131st overall. The Institute for Economics and Peace considered ongoing domestic and international conflict, societal safety, security, and militarization among the key factors. So that would make sense. Both why Iceland is number one and the U.S. is not. 6:30 now. A Fox News update is coming up. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Several Republican presidential hopefuls hit the campaign trail this 4th of July. Many continue to focus on the early primary state of New Hampshire.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis started marching in Wolfboro, then later in the day took part in a parade in Merrimack, where he was joined by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
There's not a better place to call home than America, and I can't think of a better place to celebrate it.
Also in New Hampshire, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, along with former Congressman Will Hurd.
Fox's Griff Jenkins there. President Biden speaking virtually to a gathering of the nation's largest teachers union today. He's calling on Congress to pass more gun control.
Banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Extensive background checks.
The president speaking at the National Education Association. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Though global advertising growth slowed down to begin 2023, it will resume a more typical pace during the rest of the year as inflation eases and supply chain issues continue to resolve. According to a new forecast from media investment group Group M, ad spending will increase 5.9% this year to $874.5 billion, excluding U.S. political advertising. Locally made movies are again competitors at Hong Kong's box offices and film awards, but they differ from the crime thrillers and kung fu epics of past decades. Tapping into the traumas from the 2019 pro-democracy protests and the pandemic, films now popular with Hong Kong audiences share intimately local sensibilities and dabble in themes such as family and emigration. Two of the four local films in 2022's top 10 explored rifts in ordinary families. The stock market is closed today for the July 4th holiday. That's your Money Now.
This is Mark Melusis with the CBS Sports Minute. Cool moment yesterday in NHL free agency as center Max Domi signed a one-year, $3 million deal with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That is the franchise his dad, Ty, played parts of 12 seasons with. Max, meanwhile, a former first-round pick, has bounced around the NHL, but now was here, Chicago and Dallas a year ago, and will be with his father's team in hockey hotbed Toronto. I'm Mark Melusis.
It's Wrangler season out there. War ends, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea. Can't keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. An American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Happy 4th of July. Hope you are enjoying your holiday and just having a fantastic Independence Day. Thanks for joining us on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather. Get a quick look at weather before our fireworks show coming up at 9 o'clock throughout Pensacola. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. For weather, we do still have a slight chance of rain for this evening. That's going to be a 50% chance of rain for the rest of the evening and a low of 78. Right now, we are looking good throughout our area. It is 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie on News Radio with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by ECUA. So ECUA's bulk services are now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Looking at the world of sports, some big news in Major League Baseball today. The Angels say Mike Trout will be out for several weeks as he suffered a broken hamate bone on his left hand. Last night, he fouled off a pitch and immediately looked at his hand and wrist area and left the game. So not good news there. Meanwhile, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge says he's hitting off of a tee but still not running. He's 1 month now into his recovery from a torn ligament in his right toe. He's not sure if he'll be able to play in next week's All-Star game. Oh, absolutely jam-packed Major League Baseball schedule right now. In progress, the Guardians and the Braves scoreless in the second inning. The Tigers and Athletics scoreless in the fifth. Angels and Padres in the fourth scoreless as well there. Earlier games, the Cubs beat the Brewers in 11 innings, 7-6. And the Reds beat the Nationals 8-4. So did the Yankees over the Orioles. The Marlins beating the Cardinals 15-2. The Rangers over the Red Sox 6-2. The Twins beating the Royals 9-3. Astros beating the Rockies 4-1. Mariners over the Giants 6-0. The Rays fell to the Phillies 3-1. And the Mets knock off the Diamondbacks 8-5. Elsewhere today, the big sports, if you want to call it that, event today, the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. It aired on ESPN2, 1 o'clock our time, which was about an hour and a half later than it should have been because of terrible weather on Coney Island. In fact, the men's competition was actually canceled for a time before they decided to try to get it in. And in the end, nobody could beat him.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, you heard that. 62 hot dogs. I believe the next closest was around 47. And in the women's competition, Mickey Sudo won her ninth competition with 39.5 hot dogs. Day two of Wimbledon saw the men's one seed winning his match in under 2 hours. Carlos Alcaraz beating Jeremy Chardy 6-0, 6-2, 7-5. Alcaraz, the top threat at keeping Novak Djokovic from tying a Wimbledon record of 8 men's titles. Health, business, and science notes today. The rivalry continuing to rage on between Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter owner Elon Musk. Meta is launching a new app to rival Twitter, and it'll go live Thursday. It's called Threads. It's available for pre-order on the Apple App Store.
Also, nearly half of Americans have gained around 17 pounds because of stress, and they believe that they'll never feel stress-free again. The study is conducted by one poll that found most often people are worried about either their general health, the amount of money they make, or their job. They also shared how stress affects their day-to-day life, with 57% of folks over 30 saying that they feel stressed more frequently than they did 5 years ago, and close to 50% say they live an unhealthier life due to the results of stress.
Good news, bad news situation here. The good news, a chain of gas stations and convenience stores is offering a huge discount on gas for Independence Day. Bad news, they're not close to us. Sheetz selling unleaded gas at $1.77 and 6 tenths of a cent, so $17.76 a gallon to commemorate the 4th of July. This applies to all Sheetz stations, but the closest one to us is in North Carolina, so probably not worth it.
Yeah. Popular retail chain store, the Christmas Tree Shops, are planning to liquidate its remaining stores. That's according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. The Christmas Tree Shops filed bankruptcy earlier this year. If a buyer for the company is not found in the next few days, sales on any remaining items are going to begin likely soon.
IRS says you may have an unclaimed tax refund. To get it, you have to file a return for your 2019 taxes by July 17th, the average unclaimed refund is about $900. An estimated 1.5 million taxpayers may qualify.
Also, if you are hoping to get a lottery ticket, well, tonight is the next Mega Millions drawing. That's estimated for a jackpot at $400 million with the cash option of $206 million. Meanwhile, the next Powerball drawing is scheduled for tomorrow night. The jackpot is estimated at $546 million with a cash option of $282 million.
Ringo Starr says the Beatles would never use AI to fake John Lennon's voice. He was talking to the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast about the final Beatles record that's expected to be released this year. The record will have vocals from the late George Harrison and John Lennon, but they were recorded before their deaths. Starr says this will undoubtedly be the final track you'll ever hear with the four lads.
And coming out of Stanford University, they're going to offer a class on Taylor Swift. That is going to be called The Last Great American Songwriter, Storytelling with Taylor Swift Through the Eras. It's going to be taught by Stanford student Ava Jeffs, and they're going to examine the singer's songwriting through her 10 albums. So Jeffs created the syllabus, and an English professor is sponsoring the class to help ensure the academic integrity and its grading.
6:45 right now. We'll get a little bit more wacky and weird headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Bayfront Parkway throughout Pensacola closed down right now. That's going to be due to the fireworks show and just 4th of July celebration going on in downtown Pensacola. So expect that to be closed for the remainder of the evening. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a look from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Your fireworks forecast looks good. It will be warm and humid. Of course, there's still a little chance a shower or a storm will pop up, but I am optimistic after the sun goes down, it'll be in the 80s, well into the 80s, and of course, with the humidity, it will feel warmer. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still have some hot weather right now, 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 96. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some weird headlines going on, a Massachusetts man finally cashing in on his $3 million lottery win back in January after a convenience store clerk allegedly stole the winning ticket. Paul Little bought the tickets, but he left behind them. When he went back, the customer had already turned the tickets into the store clerk. That clerk, 23-year-old Carly Nunez, allegedly pocketed the tickets, and once she found out that they were winning numbers, traveled with another coworker to redeem the $3 million prize. The ticket itself was torn and burned, And Nunez and the co-worker got into a fight in the lobby of the lottery headquarters, which caused the lottery office to investigate where the ticket came from. A months-long investigation, police revealed surveillance footage. Little was identified and interviewed and finally was able to collect his winnings.
Yes, good story out of Massachusetts. Or ended well. Coming out of Alabama, a weird one. Dozens of cows are dead after a lightning strike in Alabama. Officials say that at least 30 cows were sheltering under a tree in a farm in Berlin, about an hour south of Huntsville. And then they had a severe storm on Saturday with lightning that struck the tree. Well, that tree that got struck left the cows dead, and the farm owner, Damian Gardner, says that the cows are going to be given a proper burial.
And an Iowa man appears to be well on his way to a world record for pencils. That's right. Aaron Bartholomew has been collecting wooden pencils since he was a kid and now claims to own more than 70,000 of them. That's substantially more than the current world record. Emilio Arenas from Uruguay has held the Guinness record since 2020 with just 24,000.
Oh, my goodness. Well, some good news coming out of Tampa, Florida. Those looking for new love may find inspiration from this Tampa Bay couple. So Dr. Thomas McMicken, and Nancy Gamble met in high school in California. They dated in college, but then they broke up and went their separate ways. Well, over 60 years later, McMicken reconnected with Gamble, who lived in California. Last week, she flew to Tampa International Airport to see him. He got down on one knee and asked her to marry him. She said yes, and now they're planning a new life together in California.
Very cool stuff there. In some movie news today, a pretty interesting one. Actor Daniel Kaluuya is planning to lean into millennial angst with his upcoming film about...
I love you, you love me.
Why the face?
We're a happy family.
Not a big Barney fan?
I was never into Barney, really.
I remember watching it when I was really little, but, you know, it wasn't something that I, you know, begged my mom to watch. It was just on.
Yeah.
Now, the PBS shows that I did really enjoy watching as a kid was Wishbone. That was a huge one to me. The Aardvark. Arthur.
Oh.
Arthur was a big one.
DW.
Yeah. Dora Winifred. The Magic School Bus, I could take it or leave it. But yeah, Arthur was the big show that I watched as a kid growing up after school every day, Monday through Friday, without fail. But anyway, getting back to this Barney movie, Mattel announced that the movie would be made by Daniel Kaluuya back in 2019, and executives say it will be an A24 Films-type movie. I looked that up because I was like, what in the world does that mean? So apparently this same company that produced Uncut Gems starring Adam Sandler, they're saying that the film is going to be kind of in that genre. I don't know how to describe that genre other than to say, if you've seen Uncut Gems, that's what you can kind of expect. And if you haven't, I would just suggest watching Uncut Gems, but that's how they say it's going to be. It's going to focus on adults who grew up watching Barney. The movie is currently in development. Executives say it will surprise audiences.
Well, another kind of weird movie news. Vietnam is going to be banning the Barbie movie over a map of the South China Sea in a scene. So Chinese maps show a U-shaped 9-dash line to represent its claim over the large part of this sea, including parts that Vietnam considers there. So they will be banning the Barbie movie that's coming out later this month.
Yeah, kind of odd. But apparently, you know, Vietnam, I wouldn't say known that much for banning movies, but they have in the past. But kind of an odd thing where, you know, rather than just axe that particular scene.
I don't know
if they're allowed to do that.
I'm sure I obviously haven't seen the movie, but I'm sure this scene isn't that... big or detailed into the China Sea, but who knows?
Right. Looking forward to seeing that. July 21st, it comes out there, same weekend as Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. 6:51, we'll take our final break this evening. Come back with a look at some July 4th history. Of course, we all know about 1776, but a lot more important things happen on this day in history. We'll talk about it next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit newsouthwindow.com. New South proud!
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
At Fish by Orthodontics, they're there to ensure your 4th of July is filled with smiles, laughter, and unforgettable memories. As the sun sets and the anticipation grows, the sky begins to shimmer with vibrant colors as the first fireworks light up the night sky. It's a moment that takes your breath away, reminding you of the freedom and unity that define our nation and symbolizes the resilience, courage, and freedom that we hold dear. Join Fishbine Orthodontics as we celebrate this 4th of July with unforgettable moments of joy, unity, and patriotism.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps.
Happy 4th of July from News Radio 92.3. Hope you have been enjoying your 4th of July and hopefully celebrating all weekend long. And hope you get to enjoy some fireworks tonight. And of course, been eating hot dogs, watermelon, all the good stuff all day long. Well, I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some 4th of July history. Well, we're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. both east and westbound lanes looking good. Nothing really to slow you down. We are starting to see some slowdowns getting onto Pensacola Beach. I know Bands on the Beach is starting at 7, and there is a fireworks show at 9 on Pensacola Beach. So we are seeing some slight slowdowns getting on and off of Pensacola Beach. But Navarre Beach actually looking good right now. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. The weather for tonight for the fireworks show is going to be looking good. We do have some chances of rain, but right now, News Radio ThreatNet Radar, nothing to cause concerns. And it's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And, of course, it's our Super Bowl. We've got the official start to Blues Week starting tomorrow morning. Blues out at the beach, 8 o'clock for circles and arrivals. Thursday is the practice run that starts at 2 o'clock. Also, Gracie, you're going to be out there at Media Day on Thursday getting to talk to some of the Blue Angels, so that'll be exciting to hear what they have to say. Friday, full dress rehearsal with the Civilian Act starting at noon, Blues fly again at 2, and culminating in the Saturday show. Again, the full schedule there starting at noon with the Civilian Acts, but you know people are going to be out there super early in the morning. We'll have full coverage starting at 5 a.m. with traffic, news, and Andrew and Tammy out at the beach leading up to the Blue Angel show, and of course carrying the performance live right here on News Radio 92.3.
Most patriotic week in Pensacola.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, today, July 4th, of course, we all know about the 1776, what happened on this day in July 4th, the Declaration of Independence approved by the Second Continental Congress. But now, I knew a couple of these as far as what happened on this day, but a lot of these I was surprised by. 1802, the Military Academy opened at West Point. Also in 1804, Nathaniel Hawthorne was born. He wrote the Scarlet Letter. Two major figures of the Revolution and former presidents, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, died on July 4th, 1826. In 1910, it was called the Fight of the Century, African-American boxer Jack Johnson defeating the Great White Hope, known as James Jeffries. And in 1939, Lou Gehrig delivering the most famous speech in sports history, "I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." All those happening in throughout history on this day, July 4th. Well, that'll do it for us. We hope you have had a wonderful July 4th. We're looking forward to the fireworks show, 9 o'clock. That starts on Cat Country 98.7 with the simulcast there. Gracie, one more time, what's happening at 7:30?
It's the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars event. We're going to be carrying it here on News Radio 92.3 starting about 30 minutes. Also, it's a free concert at Community Maritime Park. Happy 4th of July from News Radio 92.3.